eyes are blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Welcome along to another edition of Aran Calling, the first live broadcast for 2026. I hope wherever you're listening that you had a great break over the holidays. I know many people in New Zealand are still on holidays for at least another week down here. And we're enjoying beautiful weather. It was appropriate we started with that song from U2 tonight. Beautiful day. Lovely weather down here in New Zealand at the moment. Not too warm in Ireland, cold spell of weather there over the last few days, but certainly it looks like it's going to ease back to more normal temperatures towards the weekend. You're listening to us on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Access Radio Wellington on Sunday evening. And of course, our program each week is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So I hope wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's here in New Zealand or across the globe, and you can stay with us. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland, and of course we'll always have plenty of good music, and met a number of people over the holidays that I'm going to play requests for tonight, so picking up a few new listeners all along the way. Lovely interview with Sharon Shannon, the Irish Independent, last week, so I thought we'd start tonight with her and Steve Earle with her version of Go Away Girl.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day. I met a little girl and stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked your friend, tell me, what would you do? Because her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl. Saw to prom with a Galway girl. We're halfway there when the rain came down of a day. She asked me up to a flat downtown of a fine soft day. And I asked the man, tell me, what would you do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl. And I lost my heart to a Galway girl. All alone, I had a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me, what would you do? If her hair is black and her eyes are blue. Cause I travel around, I've been all over this world. Boys, I ain't never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
Thank you so much. Well, we go there with Sharon Shannon and Steve Earle. And speaking of another version of Go Away Girl, Ed Sheeran, he's playing here on the 16th. And he's backed up by a group of a number of various other bands, including Bird, which is a group of Irish ladies, a Celtic band from Lisa Canny, who's the founder of the group from Holly Mountain, County Mayo. So they're playing here, and I see Bioga, they're playing, I think, on the 15th next week here in Auckland at the Tuning Fork. So there's lots of Irish artists coming our way this year. So if you get a chance to go out and see them, make sure you do that, and we keep updating you here on the program each week with details on what band is coming and where you can see them. Well, the Taoiseach starts off the year with a visit to China. He's in China at the moment. He had a meeting yesterday with Xi Jinping. And of course, it's a big year for Ireland. Ireland takes over the presidency of the European Union for 6 months at the beginning of July. And of course, Taoiseach Micheál Martin will obviously be hopefully still featured by then. There's still a bit of fallout as a result of the debacle over the Fianna Fáil's candidate or non-candidate in the presidential election campaign. But before Christmas, Micheál Martin put his hand up and took blame and said it was his fault that, things didn't go according to plan. And he intends to continue in his role as leader of Fianna Fáil and Taoiseach. And as far as he's concerned, he plans to lead the party into the next election. But we have to wait and see. As I say, the week is a long time in politics. But if Micheál Martin can survive this year, And I suppose there'll be changes afoot. And then talk is, there's only really one name being mentioned as the successor. That's Jim O'Casin, the Meatball TD from South Dublin, and of course the current Minister for Justice. Right, we'll plow on, and I want to play this song by a man whose mother was from Wexford, passed away a few months ago at the ripe old age of 105. But those people that have been in New Zealand for quite a while will remember a singer called Shane. He had a big hit here called St. Paul back in the late 60s. Well, Shane came along and had performed in a surprise birthday party for regular listener to Ireland Calling Paul Oliver just before Christmas. And a lovely chat to Shane, and he's still performing. He's almost 80 and touring the country. And he was telling me that his mum came from Gorey, and she left there went to England and met his father. And then after he was born, they immigrated to Australia, and he ended up coming to New Zealand after making a few number one hits here. So here he is with a song that I'm sure many of you elderly listeners will remember, called St. Paul.
I looked into the sky. Everything was high, higher than it seemed to be to me. Standing by the sea, thinking I was free. Did I hear you call, or was I dreaming then, St. Paul? You knew it all along. Something had gone wrong. They couldn't hear your song of sadness in the air while they were crying out, beware. Your flowers and long hair, while you and Sergeant Pepper saw the writing on the wall. You say you want to donate your life to the future. There's something wrong. It's taken you too long to change the world. Sir Isaac Newton said it had to fall. Hey, St. Paul. You say you want to donate your life to the future. They say they've got to pay today. And if tomorrow comes,
Shane Hales there, and a song called St. Paul, and dedicating that to Paul Oliver, who listens to Ireland Calling on a regular basis. Well, sadly, there's been a number of tragedies in Ireland at the beginning, from the beginning of the year. About four people had been killed in road accidents after a record number of people killed last year. And then the breaking story tonight, well, yesterday, of a leading Donegal businessman, Stephen McCahill, who was murdered yesterday. And tonight, literally in the last hour, a 33-year-old man has been arrested and charged with his murder. And it's even sadder, the man arrested is a nephew of the deceased. So, of course, there's been a number of terrible incidents like this in Ireland over the last couple of months, really the tragedy in Dundalk in about November, and then in Cork just before Christmas. So this is a terrible time. I was talking in touch with Charlie Collins, formerly of Highland Radio, yesterday. Charlie celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday, Charlie, yesterday. And he said that he knew Stephen very, very well. And there was little details of the murder at that stage. But the news coming out of Ireland tonight, not good. And this is just a terrible tragedy for the family. Right, we go straight in and have another song. And I want to dedicate this song, in fact, two songs, to the late Johnny Walsh. Johnny passed away on the 29th of December, age 92. He was born on October the 3rd, 1933, in Rossville in Connemara, County Galway. And my people in the Irish community in Offaly and Wellington, we remember John and his late wife, May. May was from Charleston, County Mayo, and had the privilege of meeting them many times, but met them after I came here in 89 and struck up a good friendship with John, the late May. So I know John had been battling over the last few years and passed away peacefully, and he got a great send-off last week down there in the church in Seaton, which I think was his parish church for over 60 years. John, like a lot of Irish people that came here in the late 50s, early 60s, started his career working with the Green McCall Company, and worked with Dan Brown in a gang. And John's earlier jobs was working on the Auckland Harbour Bridge that I pass every time I drive into town from the North Shore. And then John and his wife May moved to Wellington to work on the Green McCall project down there in the early 60s for 2 years. And they were planning to come back to Auckland, but those plans never eventuated. And John went out on his own and was very successful in business down there. So I know John is, what you call it, reunited with his beloved May now, and indeed his son-in-law, Frank Folan, who passed away a number of years ago. So to John's family, Maureen, Kate, Deirdre and Teresa, and to Vincent and Paul and all the grandchildren and friends, we offer up our condolences to you. And we know that John and May lived a wonderful life, were fantastic ambassadors for Ireland here in New Zealand. And I thought it's appropriate to you played two songs. The first one was played at his funeral the other day. It's from Bartley O'Donnell called "On Far Old Us Rothabille." And then the Galway Man, I think it's appropriate that we throw in Galway Bay there as well.
Barsan khana mogis khojisar go mohil Ebranu makhir khan krek sket slang un wal loin Snakh turin ful mokhalin ah mokhash berishtan Nil tadin sho akhobit marhel khullab Ekayri le shingalof kol khol shalom Il amma gum las minu er muhar jinar mughil Espar yer gerin ketlo naran marosvil Na khawin jot noche majir mokhnu chetimi Er khalun er khrokan na khoto kiche dokhri Ake van lehi de wadin agasarin chastan khun Sah fadir mar rashin sah loshtin sah nol Et mongon rani tarin samin swas kontrom nung shine tuk kwi khun ma khawal namram ya khatan ta de was ti chori nung se glu ti ta de boir chan so ga mas kwi khel koro kha kya gudis kyo Wasti tari the fantination in Kyol Hasso called Way Quartin the lovely cliffs the more when I step as a macha holy the hon cracker wak cho boy Fortin Johnny Lucky Gordy beholding craven that is dull Not just a big one taboo the gossant arrested from Von train along Ladine o khail sale gon travon the pentiet nas kon see is cold fleet ale de troje Sean Jack is Martin Barton see the corolish namra na friben die kon walish and will call it a good blue on your yak hallelujah no mach be cat man do It's a common can sort in a master of the no far we a cool shit in trachte er mots rasvil na fad fad un tahor orasvil gnyu yar marasan khana moye se khoj sar go mohil ebranu ma se khan krek sket song un wal lawyer stach turin fol mo khalin a kho khosh berishtan
It flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay.